So, welcome to Dr. Zakia Sharif, an Australian citizen since 2001 and an Iraqi-born citizen before that, and a doctor specialising in obstetrician and gynaecology. And I'd like to welcome you to Adelaide Chronicles, Zakia. And you live in Queensland now, but you previously lived in Adelaide. That's where we first met.
That's correct. Thank you very much, Sue, for having the time to talk to me today and for arranging this interview. I'm very privileged. Well, Sue, if you remember, we met really in the year of 2003 when I was protesting against the American invasion to Iraq.
Yes.
And we had many meetings and protests with the many Australian people that they were against the war at the time. And you knew my and from the beginning. I said from the beginning that this war is not in the interest of the Iraqi people and not in the interest of the Middle East all. And unfortunately, the years have proven that I was correct in my since the American invasion in 2003. Iraqi people have been suffering from corrupted government, and Iraq wealth has become a source of funding for connected individual and influential political parties. There is demise of all the basic services and the basic rights for Iraqi people. Expand on this and you could understand my fear and my worry, especially with the eruption of the peaceful protest from the young people in Iraq for the last 2 months. Nearly one in five young people in Iraq is unemployed, making it one of the countries with the highest youth unemployment rate in the region. And you and people need to ask the question why, in a country like Iraq, which is the fifth largest oil producer and exporter worldwide, that made only $7 billion in April this year alone. How are they unable to provide basic necessities like clean water, reliable electricity? Corruption has been rampant in all Iraqi government institutions and bodies really since 2003. And Iraq runs at number 168 out of 180 countries on its 2018 Corruption Perception Index. For all of these reasons, the youth in my country came out to the streets to demand their basic rights. But since then, more than 470 young youth been killed, more than 10,000 been injured. Most of these protesters are young people, and basically they are demanding their basic rights. And Iraq, I'm sure you are aware and your listeners that Iraq is one of the youngest nations in the world, with half of its population being under the age of 18 years old.
Yes, I vividly remember you telling me in a previous interview some years ago about your life as a student in Iraq and how Iraq had such a high number of women with PhDs. And if you look at the situation that you lived in years ago to the situation now, it's so dramatically different, isn't it?
So much. What I said to you about 15 or 16 years ago, proven very, very correct to the minute. We enjoyed a very developed health and education system in Iraq. Unfortunately, yes, you go to public schools, but there's no education. And people tend to send their children to private schools so they could get a better education. But that's private schools. They are expensive. So it means that those people have to be corrupted, accept bribes, work 2-3 jobs to try to provide for their children to go to private schools. And the private school is not better than the public schools, but the people have no choice. The public hospitals are there, but there are no basic medications or first aid equipment for those patients. And patients have to go across the road to pharmacies to buy the needle, to buy the antiseptic solution, to buy the suture material, and go back to the hospital so they get their wound suture. It's really a disaster there.
So you're trying to raise awareness of this?
I'm mostly at this stage. What I'm trying to raise the awareness of is the violence. The violence in my country by a corrupted government that has been supported by the U.S. since the year 2003. Because if it didn't, it would not have survived that long if it didn't get supported by the U.S. That's my main point at this stage. Our fight with what the American and the West have done to our countries is a long battle to try for people to understand that the decisions of their governments was wrong, wrong, wrong. But it is at this stage, my main concern is the children, the young people in my country, because they are taken to the street to demand their basic rights of employment, of a dignified life, of free and developed health system, well-developed education system. And instead of the government being listened to them, trying to negotiate with them, they are killing them in a cold-blooded and with really real weapon, live ammunition.
And it's being reported, but it's not being reported a lot.
No, Sue, it's the media is so silent about it all over the world. I know about reports of corruption of some of the United Nations officials in Iraq, and there are investigations by the United Nations for these officials. I know that the Iraqi government paid bribe to many of the world embassy's officials to try to silence the truth. We are trying our best. We have families there. We have nephews. We have nieces. We have friends' children. And they are reporting on their phone whatever they could do with that regard. But that's not enough. That's not enough. People have to, especially the Western people, they have to be awake. They have to realize what their governments have done for their prosperity and for the luxurious life that the Western person live in here. There's no need for a human soul to be lost in one of the, what's called developing countries. It's really, there is no need. The earth is enough for all of us. And we don't have to do this to people just because we have the means and the power to invade, to kill, and then to find excuses for these killing as well.
For the young people of Iraq, their life would have been so filled with turmoil. People under 18 would never have seen freedom, would they?
No. They were born around most most of them, they were born in the year 2000 and after. There are large number of those who, the victims that are dead now, born actually between the year 2004 and 2007. The 2000, before the year 2003, sanctioned for 12 years. That sanction put Iraq from modern country, country, to a very poor country. So the families of those children, first they suffered the sanction for 12 years. And after that came the American invasion in 2003. After that, corrupted government that wanted to ignite a sectarian war between the people of the one country. And they did that for nearly 3-4 years of this sectarian war, if we could call it, or civilian war. So those children didn't have a normal childhood, didn't have a normal teenage period, and now they feel hopeless. They feel like there's no hope anymore. They feel like this is the only way now, is that to go out in the street and put themselves into danger to try for the world to hear their voices.
That's so cruel.
So it's beyond even. I feel like I'm losing the words to describe the situation in Iraq. What has been going on in Iraq since the year 1980 until now? So it's 40 years of wars, destruction, poverty, lack of any basic respect for human rights. Now, people during the war leave the countries and go and seek refugees. The world is not accepting them as refugees anymore. The world who supported, helped the U.S. to invade Iraq and to install a corrupted figures in Iraq to run the country under their noses are not accepting Iraqis as refugees. So where are they going to go? Ask any Iraqi now. Even if you have the means of sponsor your relative to come and study Australia, especially Australia in the year 2016 and until now, refuses to accept any student visa, even if you provide whatever reassurance financially and others to say that this student just wants to have a good education and a good life, will not ask for refugee status. They still refuse Iraqis to come to the country. So my questions to the Liberal Party and to the Australian government, why did you go and destroy my country? If you haven't achieved the democracy you promised people with, the prosperity you promised people with, and now you don't want them even in your country after you destroy their country. So it's just hypocrite.
Yes.
Hypocrite from this Western world. Hypocrite. Talking about democracy. Talking about the human rights. Talking about the freedom. When they are, if it's left to their hands, even the oxygen, will prevent us from breathing oxygen, breathing air, taking everything from us. University ranking the last in the world when we were the first in the world. Hospitals don't exist. Until now, Iraq doesn't have a regular electricity supply and people rely on generators that pollute the environment, pollute the human, pollute the plants. I went to Iraq in the year 2017, so for the first time since I left in 1993. Even the trees gone. Even the trees. No trees in Baghdad. Baghdad was full of trees. There's no law and order. Those figures that came to Iraq, can each and everyone have militia. So if you open your mouth, you are dead. If you don't pay, then you are dead. If you don't corrupt like them, you are dead. People say, Zakia, when you speak, don't get angry. But it's really, is there any other way to express other than this anger?
So it's really important that we get this message out there.
It's very, very important. I have faith in the Australian people. You know, when we went on the 17th of February,
yes,
or the 16th of February in 2003, more than 100,000 Australians came out to the streets of Adelaide on that day, on a Sunday, leaving their golf, leaving their cricket, leaving their garden, leaving their picnic, leaving their beach picnics, only to protest against the war.
Yes.
And you remember how many few Iraqis that they were in the protest against that war. And I did tell you how many times, Sue, that Iraqi people at that stage made the biggest mistake in their life when they didn't protest against that war. Because their voices, nobody heard that voice to say no to the war. They didn't realize that we are going to lose the country for our children, for our grandchildren. Iraq has become in pieces, shattered with blood, shattered with the differences which we didn't have until 2003. But I have the faith in the Australian people. I know that they are open-minded. I know of their big hearts. And I'm all hope, praying that they are going to hear my message. They are going to tell each other. They are going to put pressure on the governments that don't support such corrupted government. Don't support any corrupted government in the world if you really believe in democracy. Put a human life in front of your interest for one time, please. Please.
Thank you so much for saying this, and we need to get this out, and we need to get it out quickly. And I would actually like also, if we could do this every couple of weeks and keep us posted so that we can just keep the message going.
I would love to. I would love. I feel very hopeless. I feel that I betrayed my country when I left in 1993. I should have stayed with the people that are there all these years, and now their children are paying the price. Do you know, 2 days ago, there's a city south of Iraq called Nasiriyah. Young people came out to protest, and they sent them the army. They sent them the army to kill them. And there are more than 60 people in one day being killed. The hospitals in Nasiriyah are full with people. They are asking for blood donation. They are asking for any help. Doctors are overworked. Volunteers from everywhere to try just to save these injured people that you don't know who are their families. They are trying to find the families so they could bury them. It's a disaster that the world needs to know about that. The world needs to know that what Bush, what Blair, what John Howard decided in 2003 is a war crime. A war crime against humanity. A war crime against the Iraqi people. And it's not acceptable. And the history will mention that, will record that with shame. Shame because of what has been done to my country.
You can't help but feel very great shame.
Does anyone who have in his heart people for no reason other than they got a job and they could bring the money that is free of tax to their families in Australia. How can they feed their children from those poor people blood? How can they enjoy life and enjoy that they send their children to best school and they have best houses from the Iraqi blood? But thankfully that they are only few. Most Australian people are against war. Most Australian people are against war and against discrimination and against racism. We are sure of that. I am very, very sure. I have been living in this country and it is my country now. It is my country since I have put a foot on it. It is my country. I protect this country with my life. But that's why I'm sure of the Australian people. When they hear this, they go and search. Go on Google and search and look for the truth. Just one, and let's just search for one good project that the Iraqi government has done for its people. One single project to help them. One hospital that is open for those people. One good school. Nothing. And the world knows. America knows. Britain knows. Australia knows. But they can't admit it because they are partners in the crime.
I can't think of what to say to that other than it's get this out. Get the voices of the majority who don't want war
please,
have to be heard.
Please, let the world hear the youth of Iraq. The youth of Iraq. Let their voices hear. They are asking the world to help them. They didn't come out with other than their T-shirts and the flag, Iraqi flag, and the videos on YouTube. Hundreds of them prove to you and to everyone with a heart that the Iraqi youth came out with their T-shirt and the flag to say, we want the change. We want basic rights. And they were forced and faced with extreme violence, with live ammunition, the gas tear or the bombs that are so big when it shattered the head, killed people. For what? For what? They are your young people. They are your. You could have stood there and say, what do you want me to do? I will change this and this. Let them protest in the street. Why do you have to kill them? Why do you have to break their parents' hearts? It's beyond any human, the crimes that this corrupted, not only this government, but everyone came with the American from the year 2003 until now. And they should go to the La High Court and they should be judged for what have they done. And they should pay the price and they will. I'm so sorry, Sue, if I get very, very, you know me, when I went out talking to the student in the university and you were with me in that summer, in the heat, we were going out and talk. I get very emotional because I can't see why oil could destroy a whole country, a whole people, a whole civilization, a whole institution. Everything. America could have gone, yes, take some of the oil, that's fine, but at least help us to build, help us to choose a government that look after its own people. Let us build an airport, build a those who retired, those who are poor. Give some dignity to people after all of these years of destruction. But to go invade a country, destroy it, and then support criminals, militia, for what?
Like I said, I can't. Who can answer that? For what?